From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi forces have begun a military offensive aimed at dislodging Islamic State militants from the western part of the city of Mosul. The U.S.-backed effort is the latest phase in a four-month-long operation to retake the country's second-largest city. Jim Mattis is the U.S. Defense Secretary.
The U.S. forces continue in the same role that they were in East Mosul, and the coalition forces are in support of this operation. And we will continue, as you know, with the accelerated effort to destroy ISIS.
On another topic, Mattis told reporters traveling with him Sunday that he will decide soon whether to recommend an increase in the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. He said he spoke for several hours Sunday via video conference with General John Nicholson. He's the top U.S. military official in Afghanistan. Somali officials say at least 30 people were killed and dozens wounded when a car bomb exploded Sunday in a market in the capital Mogadishu. No one claimed responsibility, but officials are blaming al-Shabaab militants. Ecuadorians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new leader. Exit polls indicate Socialist President Rafael Correa's hand-picked successor, Lenin Moreno, is in the lead and may get enough votes for an outright victory, avoiding a runoff. The polls predict former banker Guillermo Lasso will come in at second place. The South Korean government says it believes North Korea masterminded the assassination of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. Earlier, Malaysian police said they are looking for four North Korean suspects who they say left the country the same day the North Korean leader's brother was killed. This is VOA News.